beyond the books.
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 Beyond
the books.
Welcome to Sofa Stories. Today in this episode, we'll be comparing Dark Diary and Dare of the Wimpy Kid.
Joaquim and Carlos Bolivar will be comparing Diary of Wimpy Kid and Dork Diaries. Jose, Jorge, and I, Carlos Montalvo, will be asking questions.
What's Dork Diaries?
Dork Diaries is about a girl that moved schools because her dad got a contract as an exterminator in a private school, and she's been bullied by a girl named Mackenzie.
Now, what's Dare of the Wimpy Kid?
Dare of the Wimpy Kid is a book series about a kid named Greg who has many crazy adventures. One of them is that they go on a field trip.
What are the main characters of both of your books?
The main character of my book is called Greg.
And mine is a girl named Nikki.
I have a question. What is the main setting of your books?
The main setting of my book, Dark Diaries, is West Chester Country Day, the school where Nikki goes.
The main setting of one of the books of Diary of a Kid is Greg's car.
So, as all stories, these books have many important story elements, such as POV, which is the point of view from which the story is told. What is the point of view in your book?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid is told the first-person point of view.
And Dork Diary is also told from first point of view. This makes sense because they are both personal diaries of their daily lives.
But what makes Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Dork Diary similar?
Both books talk about crazy adventures and wheelchair trips that leave the protagonist flabbergasted. Okay, so what are some strong differences that you found?
Dork Diaries is a lot more dramatic and has a main antagonist,
while Greg mostly focuses on his family.
Thank you for listening to this episode of
Sofa Stories.
All right, so we have a special shout out to Jorge, who sadly couldn't be here. He was a great teammate and helped us a lot in this project.